Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Zainab, and you are tuned into the program Islamic Upbringing. In this show, we delve into the important questions and concerns that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. Our answers are rooted in the teachings of the Holy Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Stay tuned as we seek to provide guidance and insight on raising our children in accordance with Islamic principles. And joining us today as our esteemed guest speaker is a research scholar in the House of Qom, currently pursuing a master's in psychology at Al Mustafa International University, Institute of Islamic Social Sciences, with a background in the same field from the University of Karachi. Our guest is going to bring up a unique perspective that combines expertise in both Islamic studies and psychology. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Mir Muhammad Abid to our program. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, brother, before we get into our discussion, I would want you to give an energy booster for our parents. Like, is there any hadith that can be an energy booster for our parents while they are dealing with adolescents, and how to deal with adolescents? Because we have discussed in the previous episode that there may be a prematurity in puberty, there may be delayed puberty, and due to these changes, the adolescents become furious, they are angry, they are, you know, rebellious, they are troublemaking. So is there something that would give energy to our parents to deal with these children?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, definitely. Look, our religion is a very religion for youth, a religion of youth, in which the youth is on the leading side.
Right.
Okay, we see in our history how the youth was around the prophets and like performing the tasks, like in the war field, in different parts of spreading the good word of Allah. We find youth everywhere.
Active.
Okay. And without, you know, without a good personality, we can't have this. So our prophet had that personality that attracted youth around them. And we find him instructing the people. He says that I advise you, the people of faith, to do good with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And why? The reason he's telling is that this youth that you're apparently finding difficult to deal with,
a troublemaker youth.
Yeah, troublemaker, let's say, some people say, and some people use different titles for some, at times they go negative. But what he's saying that this youth has a very soft heart, and he or she has a heart that is easily, that is accepting the good very easily.
Ready to accept goodness.
Exactly. The fazilat, you know, the good traits. It's the youth. It's not the adults that are easily accepting. It's the youth that is accepting the good things easily. Mm-hmm. So we should not forget this part.
And if we find them troublemakers, if we find them furious, if we find them breaking things, if we find them like rebellious, we got to be knowing that deep down they have a very soft heart. And if our advices are based on the Islamic teachings, they would accept it because their heart is ready to accept those good traits.
Exactly. You know why? We are seeing these negative things more because we are not dealing them properly. Okay? if we are dealing them properly, like the Prophet was doing it, we find them doing great things.
Right.
We find them being part of big change in the society.
The flag bearers.
Exactly. Like from the time period of the Prophets before the Prophet of Allah, and even after, for example, after the Holy Prophet in the time of Amir Mu'minin alayhi salam, and especially in the Battle of Karbala.
Right.
Like, it's not something hidden from us.
Uh-huh.
We find the youth...
very active.
Exactly, very active, and protecting the religion of Islam.
Exactly. Yeah. So we will keep it here and discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You are listening to Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Abid discussing something very important about adults, since we said that there's either sometimes delayed puberty or it's before the time, and there may be changes in adolescence because of that delayed period or an early phase of adolescence. And parents have to deal with these changes with a very, very proper plan. Otherwise, they're going to mess up things. As brother said, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a proper plan to deal with the youth. And that's why we saw youth in history of Islam, the flag bearers of Islam. We saw them spreading the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we saw them active in the field of Karbala as well. Yes, brother.
I guess now we need to spend more quality time with the youth. And one of the challenges that most of the parents, especially in the Western society, what they are facing is the premature or precocious puberty.
Right.
Okay. So in our earlier programs, we discussed about the delayed puberty.
Delayed adolescence.
The delayed puberty, the delayed adolescence, it has its own problems. And on the other side, the precocious puberty, it has
its own sides.
Exactly.
Right.
So some might say that, isn't it good that my child is growing like earlier than others? The answer is no, it's not good. You know what? Our children are facing this early puberty due to different factors, such as, you know, that there's a storm of information through the internet.
Right.
Okay. The food that we are eating.
Right.
You know, there's the industry of the packaged food, okay, that they are eating, that has its own like preservatives and all. And the other thing that is causing this premature or precocious puberty is the motionless lifestyle that we have, especially when we have these, for example, these gadgets in our hands, and that's decreasing our activity that we once used to have in our childhood.
Right.
We used to have, you know, we used to play games and all that. So, definitely it's not good. This question has the same answer that was given above. The growth should take place in its normal pace.
Right. So let the growth be very normal. If you're delaying that because of injections, you are disturbing your child. And if that happens before the time, naturally even, then it's again before time, it's a problem. Let it happen in time. And before time, it happens due to some reasons like you mentioned. One is access to the knowledge, which is like sometimes you are... The way we are, we eat food, we always give food to each and every member of our family as per their appetite. We don't give them, like, we don't give a five-year-old as much food as we give to a 30-year-old in the family. In the same way, we have to, when we are feeding their soul, we have to give proper amount of that information and content to them. And you said a very important point, that was less physical activity. This less physical activity due to these smartphones in our hands has made life terrible. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Regarding the sixth verse of Surah At-Tahrim, the 66th surah of the Holy Quran, that is, O you who have faith, save yourselves and your families from a fire. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, save your families from fire by enjoining them to do good and forbidding them from evil deeds.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Abid. And we said that adolescence is a critical phase. It may be delayed sometimes. It may happen before time. And if that happens before time, or if that happens after that particular time, it's always a problem. And that problem can be stopped if we do not give much more access of internet to our children. And we also have to increase their physical activity, because having these smartphones in our homes and giving access to them, this has lessened their physical activity and also the physical activity of the adults. And brother said that try to do more exercises outside, try to play in person with them rather than playing on phone. Yes, brother.
Exactly, yes. The food is very important. If we have the opportunity, we'll discuss the food topic as well, that what kind of food should be given. But in general, we are aware that the organic food is obviously superior. It's much better and it will make the growth normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the packaged foods, for example, the drinks and all these kind of stuff, is definitely dangerous for them. Okay, so if we look the matter deeply, our smart parents that are listening the program, these early adolescents, my dear listeners, is a well-planned phenomena. You ever thought about this? And what does it mean, a well-planned phenomena?
I think you are trying to say that we are the victims of biological war again.
Exactly. Actually, if we see that this premature adolescence is in the favor of some companies who want the child to become their customers.
Okay.
So they want a certain kind of customers who are sexually mature. Okay. So if a child gets mature sooner than the normal time, then obviously they have more customers and more followers. You know, this concept of followers of certain social media platforms, they want people who are experiencing sexual maturity. Someone who is not experiencing this phenomena, obviously they can't be their followers or their customers. So it is the mature teenage who gets attracted to their products and not a child, okay? So obviously the child is fine with his or her own toys and games and, you know, and these kind of activities. But obviously a child who is experiencing this kind of things, then and only they can be their customers. So yes, a precocious puberty is not desirable for the child himself. But yes, it is corrupt corporations that are benefiting from this early puberty.
Right. Unfortunately, the money can make someone that blind that they can play with innocent lives. I would say, I would call that playing with innocent lives, because that is definitely for your business and earning more money. You never know what kind of sins you're getting into and what kind of trouble you are committing actually in the society, because tomorrow it may be your own child. So it's a time to think, time to rethink, time to ponder on all those insights that we are provided by Brother Abid today. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. And thank you so much, dear listeners. Just in case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of programs named Islamic Upbringing there. If you had any queries and questions, please feel to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, take good care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.